This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, Dr. Davis talks about the abyss, a special place prepared for Satan and his followers.
And here, Satan is given permission to open the bottomless pit. When he does, the sky is darkened by smoke that pours forth from it. So let's talk about the bottomless pit, and we know this to be the abyss. First, this is a place dreaded by demons. And we know that based on Luke chapter 8, verse 31. And if you remember, this is when Jesus sailed over the sea to the other side and landed in the area of the Gadarenes. And he sees a man that is bound and cannot live in society, and he has a legion of demons. And when he releases him and sets him free, the demons say, "Please do not send us to that place." And in chapter 8, verse 31, it says, "And they begged him that he would not command them to go into the abyss." The abyss, or the bottomless pit, is a place where demons even dread to go. So if the demons of hell do not want to go to the bottomless pit, how bad must it be? We also know the bottomless pit to be a place where angels are retained, and we know that in Jude verse 6. "And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day." Angels who rebelled against God have been assigned to the abyss until their judgment and permanent casting into the everlasting fire. And Matthew 25:41 references this. "Then he will also say to those on the left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" So he already has that prepared for those that have permanently rebelled against God. The abyss is also known, or the bottomless pit is also known, as a place where Jesus Christ went to preach. The abyss is the place where Jesus Christ preached between his death and resurrection. He went there to proclaim victory over death to the fallen angels. You know, we had a discussion about this at my church to say, did he preach to them to give them an option for salvation? No, once you've already died and past that great gulf chasm fix that is mentioned in the Bible, that you can no longer repent. But in this case, Jesus is preaching victory over death in the abyss. "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison." So this is evidence. He went there to proclaim victory over death. He did not preach the gospel to them, like I said. He went to announce that he was going to be victorious over death. Basically, in my own words, it's heads up, I'm going to rise on the third day. I have victory, you lose. And fourth, the bottomless pit is the place that is ultimately controlled by Jesus Christ. You know, and I know that we may not think of this way, but if you notice in this chapter, he was given the key. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. The key to the bottomless pit was given to Satan by Jesus Christ. That means that he does not have control or access over the abyss. Jesus has the keys of Hades and death. And we know that going back to chapter 1 of Revelation, verse 18. The keys are given at his will.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.